I'm Christine Dean, and this is Live from Studio A. And it's always fun to welcome a band here for the first time. And today that happens to be the band Bridget's Cadillac. And it is a four-piece led by Bridget Eideker, and, well, fronted by Bridget Eideker. And hi, Bridget. Do you want to introduce the rest of the band?
Hello, Christine. Yes. On lead guitar and one of our main composers, we have Vincent Cadillac. And on harmonica and background vocals, we have Patrick McKinnon. And on drums, we have Nick Pedaletti.
And it's one of those rare bands where I don't have to ask you where you got the name from, because Bridget and Cadillac, Bridget's Cadillac, it works perfectly.
Absolutely.
And you guys have a show tonight with the Duluth Dolls Burlesque Company, and that is at the Rex Bar, and it starts at 10 o'clock. And you guys are actually going to do a song with them, right, at some point for them?
Hopefully right at midnight. We're going to do a collaboration.
And then you guys take the stage. So that's what's happening. It's where you can find these guys later. What do you guys want to start out with?
We are going to start out with Baby Blue. It's a Vincent Cadillac original blues composition. And the music video for Baby Blue just came out on Duluth.com. So we're very happy about this song and hope you enjoy it.
Bridget's Cadillac, live from Studio A, and a tune written by Vincent Cadillac over there. So I want to find out a little bit more about the background of all of you guys. Bridget, how long have you been in Duluth?
I have been here, I think it's 11 years now. What? Came in 2005, and while I was here, I was mostly performing in theater and different public speaking methods. Hadn't really thought about singing before. Until about the spring of 2014. And that's when I performed at an open mic that Poetry Harbor put on. And from then I met Patrick McKinnon and Vincent Cadillac. And we just started to be artists together. And then we started to create in about the winter of 2015.
So you hadn't done much singing just outside of theater before then?
Well, yeah. I was always, I was the first soprano in choir, and I was the church cantor and choir girl forever. And then I sang in some musicals, and that kind of blew my mind a little bit.
But in what way? What do you mean?
In the singing and dancing kind of intensity of a performance. Mm-hmm. Definitely varies from theater or the regiment of singing at church. I think the blues music offers me a different kind of freedom that I haven't felt before. And once we kind of got together and felt that we were creating that, we kept with it.
Interesting. You have such a distinctive voice, and it fits this kind of music so well. How is this a kind of music that you enjoyed before? How did you end up in this particular vein?
You know, I listen to every kind of music, and I had always sang with a lot of emotionality, so I picked up kind of right away on Cadillac's blues arrangements and compositions. He mostly introduced me to blues and the Delta concepts that we found this band on.
The old stuff.
Yeah, so Cadillac's really responsible for educating me in that way.
Well, let's hear from Cadillac. I've heard your name around for a while. You've been a performer around here, and you and Patrick were saying you've been working together for like 8 years or something. Tell me more.
Oh, yeah, Pat and I have been playing together for about 8 years now. We had Poor Howard back in like, I think I was like 08. It was 08 and 09. We were really big, but that kind of broke up a few years ago. I've been here for about 13 years. A few bands. I've been in quite a few little random acts with like various music events and a few bands. Punk rock. I play a lot of rock and roll too. So I got the punk bands and blues and this is something I've always played, solo blues. I've been playing for 20 some years in the guitar. Studied quite a bit, and I have a great rock and roll voice or a dirty blues voice, but it's not very pleasant or pretty. So with being a writer, being able to, when Bridget and I stumbled onto our paths, it was really nice because there's all this old, really old, you know, from the 20s and 30s blues music she'd understand. And my voice is only good for the dirtier songs. They're not, it's not good for anything pretty. And, you know, music is about pretty things, you know. So
Is this the first time that you've collaborated with a female vocalist before?
Yes. Well, I've tried, but never actually gotten it to go anywhere beyond trying. So, yeah, this is the first endeavor that I've musically done this way as being a writer. And I've written a bunch of songs over the past that last song was for a woman to sing, but I had been performing it for years. It doesn't sound as good with the voice if I sing it, it's nice. It's, you know, you actually get to listen to the emotion of the blues music. So it's all about, everybody can relate to blues if you've ever been through any hardship or anything like that. So
tell me about the kind of blues that has inspired this band and when you got into it and.
Was originally titled Country Blues, now more commonly called Delta Blues music, which was traditionally one performer in a chair playing guitar where they would be playing a melody and a bass line and maybe a rhythm in there, singing and keeping time with your foot. So that's the kind of blues that I love. And this band is basically that same sound pulled into pieces. Yeah. We have everything that's here is the same that you would get if you're on, you know, like you're on a porch that's wooden, your heel makes a bass drum. And you start tapping your foot. You can put a nickel on your heel of your shoe to get a clickety clack. And you're playing bass and lead, and you're singing. You know, busking. I've done a lot of busking, and that's really where it's at. So this is kind of This is Delta, but in a band.
And I feel like Bridget kind of adds an extra soulful element with that voice, that voice that you have, Bridget.
Yes, really, really, really takes it, you know, over the edge, because, I mean, I don't have a voice that complements my ability to play the guitar. So, you know, it's really nice. It's full spectrum of sound.
So has it changed how you think about writing songs when you think, oh, Bridget can sing that?
Yes. I am not limited as much as I was before. I don't have to say, well, this would be a great song, but I can't sing it, so I'm going to make it an instrumental. You know, I can actually go out there and sing, and I can come up with a hook and a chorus and give it to her, and she'll finish up the rest of the words that I don't have to spend too much time overwriting anything. So it's growing. It's growing into something very beautiful, I believe.
So you contribute lyrically, Bridget. Is that something that you had ever done before, this project?
Yes, I do contribute lyrically. Some of the songs we perform, I passed on to them with full lyrics, a full song, and kind of sang it to them a cappella. And that's really where they found me, just as a songwriter and a singer, doing a cappella. And then I have a project, Bridget the Brave, and that is all my original compositions. And they're more rock and jazz. Some honky tonk,
and that was that project has played Homegrown before, right? I don't think this.
Yeah, we played Homegrown 2015. My band were the Silk Sheiks, and we had a wonderful time. And we are in the studio now to put out an album for that collaboration, project.
Okay, and any anticipated time for that?
Oh, before the summer.
Oh, okay. Well, looking forward to that. And what about this year's Homegrown? Are you going to be performing in that, either with this band or?
Yep, I will be. Well,
as far as you know,
hopefully, yes.
Yeah, I know they're not quite done yet. They're not quite done.
We did the winter ones.
All right.
I did register Bridget's Cadillac, and then I also am going to be performing with a four-piece Americana band on the first annual Children's Music Showcase that Homegrown is putting on. So I have a little band there called The Fidgets.
Oh,
we make
tell me about that.
Music for children.
When did that start?
Well, we had done a couple festivals and fundraisers last spring, just as a four-piece. I've got a banjo, a mandolin, and a guitar. And so we thought it was really fun. We heard about this children's music showcase opening up and thought we would be a great addition. We got alternative pop music, some dance numbers that I wrote, and then some good classic kid songs, too. Mm-hmm. Some Greg Brown, maybe some Raffi.
Mm-hmm. Some Greg Brown, that's good stuff. Greg Brown, yeah.
Well, that's kind of fun. A different direction than what you're doing here. Well, what do you guys want to do next?
Next, we are going to do Big Boss Man. Now, this is a song about kind of taking down the man in your life in whatever form that is in. I know a lot of my friends now are streaming from work, so maybe this will get you through that 2 p.m. hunger strike that your body wants to put you through. We've got a homemade music video coming out soon for this one, Big Boss Man.
Thank you.
That is Bridget's Cadillac live from Studio A and Big Boss Man. And that's one of the covers that you do, right, along with those originals. We forgot to ask Nick, and he doesn't really have a microphone in front of him. But Nick is in your drummer. We've talked about everybody else's deal, but Nick is in how many bands right now?
Four. he's in four.
Four bands.
Yeah, he's actually my drummer of our punk band, Fabulous D-Bags. Yeah, and he plays in a band with his old man, too. Dark Underbelly, that's a good one. His dad's a singer, so.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right.
And then, TJO is the fourth. I shouldn't. Yeah, we'll just leave it at that.
All right.
He's very versatile.
I think I'm familiar with that one.
Okay, you got the memo.
Not a radio-friendly name, but I know which one you're talking about. So all of you are kind of busy with various projects, which is kind of cool. And this particular configuration has been together for about a year, is that right?
Yes.
And so you mentioned that you're doing an album with Bridget the Brave. Are you going to do any recording with this particular project?
Yes, we hope to go into the studio this spring.
Yes, it would be really nice to do something nice this spring. We have a bunch of like videos and little demo stuff and like some live recordings, you know, but not like, you know, a recording, like a real like thick, hard one. So, yeah, this spring would be good. It's kind of where and how we want to do it. It would be nice to get some reel-to-reel action on this and, get a one-room recording, just like the old recordings that it's modeled after, where they just sat in a room with the one microphone in the studios, you know, and they would press it right to vinyl right there. So, yeah, but we're, you know, we'll get something out for sure. Good. We're just figuring out all the details of it right now, mm-hmm. but it's coming. It's coming.
You really see, you like the old school stuff. I get that impression.
Oh, when it comes to blues, yes, a little bit from the 40s. Little jazz stuff like Big Bill Brunzi and the Jay Bird Records and stuff like that. Also like the 1890s, which is called the Gay 90s because of all the festive folk music, which this next song's kind of got a little bit of tringe of that. Mm-hmm. Classical all the way to the loudest punk rock you've probably heard. So.
Where do you discover some of that older stuff? Where did you first encounter that?
When it comes to blues?
Mm-hmm.
Go to the library and check out this book called Country Blues. Mm-hmm. It has all the basics of when, you know, the first copyrighted blues was 1912, and it covers all these artists and little biopsies of their life. And you can learn a lot of information, and you find it. And now with modern time, it's easier because there's Spotify, and a lot of them are on there. So you can actually, a lot of the old blues guys, deadbluesguys.com is a really good place to go to. They, you know, they show the graves of all the guys and tell about their lives and have mm-hmm. merchandise too.
Mm-hmm.
It's, but you can see all these people that were involved in the history, and some of them didn't live very long, and some of them have horrible, you know, like horrible things happen to them. And it's just like anything you want to learn, you gotta keep digging. There's never a bottom when it comes to music. You just mm-hmm. have to keep going, and then eventually you find yourself in like the 1500s listening to Vivaldi and stuff like that, you know.
Mm-hmm. Well, and it really has changed through the years, because
oh, yeah,
it used to be
yeah.
you know, maybe you'd read magazines, or you know, now everything is at your fingertips at the on the internet.
Yeah, but it that doesn't mean they're writing good music. They're doing lots of it, and they're using not instruments, a lot of it, and it's yeah. they don't put any heart into it.
Mm-hmm.
Some people do it for money.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, in some ways, so little has changed in all the years. One yeah. of the cool things, they just discovered gravity waves. They come in 4/4 time, and they're in middle C.
Really? I hadn't heard that
yeah,
part.
I guess musicians were right.
Yeah. Wow, I missed that part of it.
Well, they should be talking to us, you know.
Well, we have time for one more song. What do you guys want to wrap up with here?
We're going to play Tennessee Breeze. This is another Cadillac original. It's a happy 1890s folk song with a blues twist. I find it to be an eerily relatable love song.
That is Bridget's Cadillac live from Studio A, and another Vincent Cadillac original, sounds like, right? Well, thank you so much, guys. Pleasure to meet you, have you here for the first time. And Bridget, we forgot one project that you do. You do a lot of stuff. To mention, the Twin Ports live radio soap opera that happens. It's not quite, maybe is it monthly?
It happens every other month. Yeah. And it's at the Belknap. We record a live radio soap opera. It's based off of the dramas of the Twin Ports.
And and I've been to several of them, and it gets pretty fun and out there, and lots of local references and jokes and things that are a lot of fun.
Yes, and some of the top voice acting talents in the region.
Mm-hmm. So that's another project that you do.
Yes.
You're a busy lady.
Busy bee. My friends call me Buzzy.
Buzzy, because you're so busy. And tonight you're going to be busy performing at the Rex Bar in Superior. Again, the Duluth Dolls perform at 10 o'clock at the Rex, and then you guys are going to collaborate with them on one piece, and then you guys go on at midnight.
Yep, right here in Duluth. And thank you so much, Christine and Mike and everybody here. Live at Studio A.
Oh, it's a pleasure to have you in. And if you want to find out more about these guys, they have a Facebook page, Bridget's Cadillac. Any other shows in the works in the near future?
You can read me on the back page of Transistor every other week.
Yep, Patrick.
10, 6 return.
Yep, Patrick McKinnon is in the Transistor regularly as well.
Nick and I got other shows and other bands, but do we have anything? We have something in the end of March.
We're booking.
And then a lot in April.
Yeah, end of March at RT's. And hopefully a easy Sunday afternoon in March at Carmody's. Kind of a blues Sunday.
I forgot about that. Yeah, Carmody's. Right. It's been a while since I played there.
All right. Well, keep your eyes open for that. Thanks a lot, guys. This is a lot of fun.
Thank you.
Thanks so much for having us.
Today's Live from Studio A was produced by me, Christine Dean, with Mike Novitsky, Quentin Steele, Aaron Welch, Cheyenne Vavrina as well. To check out upcoming guests or to listen to previous sessions, go to KUMD.org and click on Live from Studio A under Programs. This is Live from Studio A on 103.3 KUMD. Thanks for listening.